Well, the series that we're on is Move That Stone. And if you've been looking at the tickets that we have, it's titled Move That Stone. And so we are excited for Resurrection Sunday coming up in 2 weeks. And I pray that you're inviting somebody. Like I said, you invite your friends here, we'll get them saved. Amen? You do your job, I'll do mine. Amen. My job isn't to go and get them. That's your job. My job is, you know, Delonda says, you catch them, I'll cook them. No, she says, you catch them, I'll clean them. You know, when we were younger and we used to go fishing, well, I still go fishing, but when we'd go together, I'd catch fish and she would clean them. Because, you know, when you're catching them trout, you got that black line, that bloodline down there, and Delonda, she couldn't handle it. If there was a spot, a little spot, oh, she'd get that little thing and she'd trim off all the tail, the head, the all the gills, everything. It didn't look like a fish by the time she was done. But it sure tasted good when she was done cooking. You know, and that's what Delonda's ministry is. It's cleaning. You know, and I remember Jeanette moved in with us about 15 years ago. And every day when she came home, she'd spend an hour with Delonda. Every day. And Jeanette called it her hour of power. And God just moved on Jeanette's life and transformed her and healed her of a lot of things. You know, that's what we're to do as the body of Christ. Amen? We're to be that encouragement. We're to be that one that builds each other up and helps each other to get where God wants us to be. So I want to encourage you in that. Maybe there's somebody out there you could help, that you could encourage to in the things of God. Amen? Well, the title for today is prayer. Everybody say prayer.
Prayer.
Whoa, wrong one. That was last week. All right, we'll just... Mr. Ed's running. Today, there we go, prayer. Awesome. I knew it was in there somewhere. Prayer. And the text today is in Mark chapter 14, 32 through 42. So I wrote it. I've been trying to put the text on the back of the bulletin for you. So when you get the bulletin, you can take notes and highlight things that you hear in the scripture. So we're going to stand today. We're going to read this, Mark chapter 14. It's titled The Prayer in the Garden. Then they came to the place which was named Gethsemane. And he said to his disciples, sit here while I pray. And he took Peter, James, and John with him, and he began to be troubled and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch. He went a little further and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will. Then he came and found them sleeping and said to Peter, Simon, are you sleeping? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Again he went away and prayed and spoke the same words. And when he returned, he found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy, and they did not know what to answer him. Then he said to the third time and said to them, are you still sleeping and resting? It is enough. The hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you minister to us today through this prayer. That, Lord, that your word would come alive inside of us, God. That, Lord, as you would challenge us in our prayer life, God. That, Lord, that we would hear you and we would know the way to go and walk in it. I pray that you open up our eyes to what it means to really pray and seek your face, God. Now, Lord, that your hand would be upon each one of us this day, we pray, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. You may be seated. Now, praying, how hard is it for you to engage in prayer? You know, it's usually easier to ask others to pray for you than to pray for yourself. And I know a lot of people, a lot of prayer warriors, that find it really easy to pray for everybody else, but not to be able to pray for themselves. It's like really hard to pray for ourselves sometimes. And in this situation, Jesus knew what was coming. He knew what was going to happen. And he knew they were coming to take him away and ultimately to kill him. And as we talked about betrayal last week, this is when it was all going to happen. Jesus was very stressed, as we see in the scripture there. He was overwhelmed with what was coming his way. And his answer to what was coming was prayer. Prayer. He was going to pray. And he wanted his disciples to pray with him. Amen. He wanted some company in that prayer. Now, if you're looking at the white finger today, I cut the tip of it today, and it bled a lot, and so Delonda packed it with tape and gauze, and that way it's, you don't have to look at all the red. So, he wanted help in prayer. And the first thing that Jesus prayed for, number one today, is there another way? Father, is there another way that you could do this besides punishing me? Besides putting the sin of the world on me? Besides putting all that sickness and disease on me? Besides separating yourself from me? He asked, is there another way? Because he knew what was going to happen. And he knew what he was about to go through. And I think people are asking this question today. Why is there only one way? Why are all the other religions wrong? I remember one day this lady asked me, what makes you think you're so right? Jesus. That's all. I was very calm when I said it. She screamed at me, what makes you think you're so right? Jesus. That's all I got. Jesus. Amen. That's all we need. And Jesus answered his own question in the prayer he was making. He said, nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will. What you will, Father. And the Bible is very clear about God's way. In John 14, 6, it says, Jesus said to them, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I was listening to the radio one day, and this pastor was on there, and he said, oh, there's many ways to God. I'm like, dude, you're about to get shut off. And I thought, and I felt the Holy Spirit say, wait, listen, listen. And so as I was listening, the guy says, every way leads to God the Father. Or leads to God. Every way leads to God. Whether you're a Muslim, a Buddhist, a pantheist, whatever you are, Christian, every way leads to God. But only one way leads to God the Father, through Jesus Christ. But every way is going to lead to God, because every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen? Everyone will stand and give an account to God, the judge. But we, the believer, will stand before God, our Father, our Heavenly Father. And that's, oh, what a day that is going to be. Amen? So the only way to God in eternal life in Jesus Christ is through Jesus. You know, because your spirit and soul are going to live forever. But where you spend eternity is up to you now. God already said, I'm going to provide a way for you. Jesus is the way. You accept Jesus, you'll spend eternity with us in heaven. If you don't accept Jesus, you will not spend eternity with us. You'll spend eternity in hell. Whether there's the lake, the fire, the brimstone. I heard a joke the other day. This guy, and it wasn't a very funny joke. I'm going to tell it to you anyways. But this guy died. And he went up to the pearly gates, and the angel said to him, hey, says here you get to make a choice. Where are you going to spend eternity? And he says, really? He goes, yeah, I'm going to show you around heaven, and then I'm going to show you around hell. And then you get to decide where you're going to spend eternity. And they took him into heaven, and he's looking around and everything. He goes, yeah, this is nice, but it's just kind of boring, you know? It's just kind of just going along. And the guy goes, okay, well, let's go down to hell. And he took him down to hell, and you know, they were golfing, they were partying, it was just having a great old time and everything. So the angel finally says, okay, where do you want to go? He goes, I think I'll go to hell, man. It looks like they were having fun down there. And so the guy goes to hell, and when he gets there, it's nothing but fire and brimstone, and everybody's screaming and burning. He goes, hey, it wasn't like this when I looked. And the angel said, the devil always tries to make everything look good. See, it wasn't that funny. Because the devil does try to make everything look good, so that we'll give in to it. But that's not what God has for us. And we all go through things. How many of you have been going through things? I cut my finger today. I'm going through something. You know what? The question comes, is there another way? In Jesus' case, the way was not an easy one. There was no easy way out for him. He was going to die. He was going to be persecuted. He was going to be whipped. And that's what he was going to do. They were going to drive nails through his hands and his feet. Delon and I, we've been watching Chosen, and we just went and seen the end of season 4. Should I give a spoiler alert? Or listen to y'all. It always leaves you hanging, though, you know. I'll just tell you that. But Jesus, as he's going, man, he just lays it out there for us. He made a way for us where there didn't seem to be a way. He did it. He did it. Amen. And the things that we go through are not always easy. I mean, they're not let somebody drive nails through your hand and feet kind of thing, or whip you with a whip with metal in it to cut through your skin. I mean, but the things that we go through are not always easy. And this is when we have to trust Jesus. Amen. He understands when we're going through some tough things. I was battling with something one day, and I had read an email from somebody like about 10:15 at night. And Delonda was already in bed, and I was heading that way, and I thought, oh man, why did I open that email? Why did I read that tonight? And I went to bed, and I fall asleep in a minute, man. Delon will be talking to me and turn around, and it's like, he's gone. That's how I go to sleep, huh? She's like, you could have said goodnight. And I always shout out, that's one, because I always count how many times she has to wake me up before she gets into bed, you know? Laugh with me, honey. But as I read that email, I went to bed, and I'm laying there, and I'm thinking on this thing. And I'm thinking in it. And I finally, after about an hour, I fell asleep, and then I woke up about at 3:20. And I got up, and I kept mulling it over in my head, and I was pondering it. I was thinking about this thing, because it's not fair. This thing that I'm dealing with is just not fair. It's not anything that has to do with me, but yet I'm having to pay the price for it. And it's tough, and I'm sitting there, and I'm going, oh, God, why? Why can't you just do something? Just wipe them out, I'm thinking in my head. I started wanting to pray the way that David prayed. You know, David prayed, said, kill them all, God. You know, but as I sat there and I prayed, you know, then the peace of God just began to come to me. just begin to pour out on me. And he began to let me know he's in control. I got you. I'm going to bring you through. And the peace came on me. And I was like, wow. You know, because I've experienced that peace so many times in my life. But it just seems like every time that situation comes up, we allow ourselves to get disheveled about our situations and we get frustrated and it's like we forget what that felt like. And then when it comes, you're like, oh yeah, there it is. There it is. God's got me. Oh, I can get through it. And we don't have to ask, is there another way? Because God's got it. This is where we trust God. The way that Jesus modeled it to us is what we do. Amen? If there's no other way for it, then we trust God to bring us through it. Amen? If there's no other way, we just trust God. Because God loves you. And he's got a plan for you. And he will bring you through it. Amen? If you look back at the days of Noah, you remember, he said, just as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. But we see that the way that God chose to deal with humanity was rough. Noah, build a boat. Tell everybody it's going to rain and I'm going to destroy everything. Everybody laughed at him. Everybody made fun of him. Now, in some studies that I've done about this, it says it only took Noah approximately 3.5 years to build the ark. But it took him 120 years to share with everybody. Do you know how many people came to get on that ark? Nobody. Nobody believed. But that was the way that God chose. But the people that he told, hey, this is what's going to happen, and they didn't believe. They chose their own fate, much the same way that people today are making their own decision to not follow Jesus. They're making the decision to do things their way and not God's way. And that's on them. Because our God is such a loving God that he provided a way out for all of us. He had Noah build an ark. And you know what he put on there instead of people? Animals. Animals. He saved the dogs and the cats. He saved the giraffes. He saved the rhinos. I don't even want to know. But people are choosing their own fate. And people are looking for another way. But there's only one way. Amen? And then the second kind of prayer is the sleepy prayer. How many of you have sleepy prayers? Oh, that's too many. As I said in the beginning, prayer is not always easy. If you make yourself comfortable to pray, you set yourself up to fall asleep. I remember the men got with me one day and they said, Pastor, we want to do an all-night prayer meeting. I'm like, okay, let's do it. You know, so we came in here and we're having an all-night prayer meeting. I was right over here, Mark, on this pew. By 3 a.m., I was sound asleep. Everybody was sound asleep because we got comfortable. We stopped walking. We're like, I'm just going to sit down for a minute. We went out. I woke up at 4. I said, guys, I could do this at home. I'm leaving. And we all left. You know, sometimes you gotta get out of your comfort zone to pray. Amen. You gotta stand up. You gotta do the walk. You gotta walk around. Walk around the block. Come and walk around the church. I don't care, but you gotta pray. And sometimes don't close your eyes when you pray. Because I go to sleep in a second, you know. It's like, they're like, Pastor, are you sleeping? No, I'm good. But Jesus was looking for someone that could pray. I remember the first time, man, Delon and I had a small group when we were starting out in ministry. We had a small group, and at our small group, we decided we were going to pray for an hour. And we'd been in my small group, we were teaching this book on how to pray for an hour. So it got to the point where it said, okay, we're going to pray for an hour. And so everybody came that night, and my small group always, we always had a bunch of kids, you know, and we always had the rowdy kids. You know, the kids that you couldn't trust to leave them alone for a minute, you know, because, woo, they were going to get into something. And we went to this really nice home to have this prayer meeting. And we put all the kids in their family room, and we're in the living room. About 10 minutes into it, I'm like, Lord, if you don't do something, we ain't going to make an hour. And boom, the Holy Spirit just fell in. And we took off. And you know what the kids did? They heard their parents praying. And them kids sat and listened to us for an hour. They were just amazed. They had probably never heard their parents pray for an hour. But that day, it was amazing. And the Holy Spirit fell on us. And all them kids were listening in. And we went, and we went, and we went. And you know what? There's just times where we need that prayer support. Amen? We need somebody to stand with us. Whether it be you're in a health issue, you're in a financial issue, or your relationship's falling apart, you need somebody to stand in agreement with you for you to pull you through. Amen? You need that. The idea is we don't get tired of praying, but we press into prayer. We press in. Thursday and Friday last week, I just felt compelled to get up and get online and do an hour of prayer. And I'm going to do that Monday through Friday. If I can wait, if God wakes me up, I'll get up and do it. Or whenever I wake up, I'll get up and do it. But I'm going to pray. And you know, and Jesus asked those guys, can't you pray with me for at least an hour? We did prayer Wednesday night. I got a phone call. I didn't know my phone was ringing, so they left me a message. They said, are you trying to start revival or something, praying in tongues online? I said, well, if that's what works, I'm going to do it. I'm going to pray in the Spirit online. I'm going to pray in understanding online. But I'm going to pray, amen? And I'm going to pray, and I'm going to do it for an hour. Can you just pray? You know, whenever you make that commitment, you know, because Jesus said, he makes a statement, he said, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. But whenever you make that commitment, I'm going to pray, I'm going to get up early and I'm going to pray, Robert, I'm going to read my Bible, I'm going to pray, I'm going to do my daily Bible reading, and then I'm going to pray over those scriptures, and I'm going to get into it, and I'm going to spend time with the Lord. And then your boss comes along and says, hey, I need you to come in an hour early. I'm going to give you some overtime. And you're thinking, wow, look at that. I entered into prayer and God's already blessing me. No, he's not. The devil would rather you have money than pray. He'll do whatever he can. And we need to overcome our flesh, amen, and press into prayer. Whenever you make that commitment to pray, the enemy's going to come so to do what he can to upset you. He'll do whatever he can to stop you from praying. Now listen, the devil's not looking for you to worship him. He's just looking for you not to worship God. He don't care if you pray to him. He doesn't want you to pray to him. He just doesn't want you to pray to Jesus. Amen? Because he trembles when he hears that name of Jesus. Amen? Everybody say, Jesus!
Jesus!
See, it is so essential for us because of number three, so that we don't enter into temptation. So, you know, we're all going to be tempted, but so we don't go give in to the temptation. Number three. The tempter is out there, and he's looking to cause people to stumble. He's looking to cause us to stumble. He wants us to fall short. Amen? He wants us to give into our flesh. And Jesus knows that if we enter into prayer, our chances of falling short lessen. Yeah. And you say, man, I've been falling short for a long time. Start praying. Make your first one a prayer of repentance. And then get going. Just repent and get going. Amen? I look at all the miracles that Jesus did. You know, he spent time with the Father so that he was able to perform miracles. Remember that when Jesus was up on the Mount of Transfiguration, I talked about this a few weeks ago, when he was up on the Mount of Transfiguration and he come down and this Father's there and he goes, hey, you know, I brought my son to your disciples and because my kid, he throws himself in the fire and in the water and this demon that's in him is trying to kill him and take him out and I brought him to your disciples and they couldn't cast him out. And Jesus said, they said, why couldn't we cast him out, Jesus? And Jesus said, because some of these only come out by prayer and fasting. See, but Jesus had already prayed. He'd already fasted. He was always ready so that when they brought that kid, he cast that demon out of him, no problem. Amen? So we need to fast and we need to pray. And when we're confronted with a situation that's hard, we're already prayed up and able to handle it. Amen? And we have another weapon too. We can pray in the Spirit. Amen. We can pray in other tongues that only God knows what we're praying. That the Holy Spirit's encouraging us. Pray in the Spirit. And we start praying in tongues. Oh, it might start a revival. Why not? We have this heavenly prayer language. We need to use it. I mean, if you sat and prayed in the Spirit for an hour, oh my gosh. I'm going to stir a fire in you today. That's my goal. That's my goal. We have this language that when we pray in the Spirit, we're praying through the Spirit. The Spirit's praying through us, and God hears it, and God responds. And he gets it, and he acts on our behalf. Amen? Your prayers matter. They mean something to God. They matter to you as you're praying. Amen? And this will help you to overcome the temptations that the devil's throwing at you. How many of you ever get tempted? Man, you know, some of you have been tempted to just get in the car and keep going. Some of you have been tempted just to run. And I tell you today, take your running shoes off. I was in England one time and I was ministering and I was praying. I prayed over people for 4 hours straight. And this guy was there and I prayed for him. And I laid hands on him. I said, the Lord says, take your running shoes off. And the power of God hit him and he just fell down. He came up to me at the end of the night. He said, I had my bag packed. It was with me in the service. I was leaving. I was leaving town tonight. And you said that, and now I'm not leaving. Now I need to find out, what does God want out of me? And that's what you need to do in prayer, is find out what God wants out of you. And stop running around, stop going and playing, but get focused and get with God. Get down with Jesus. Jesus' intent on us is not giving. Not us, is us not giving into the temptation. And we get that when we're praying. And I believe that now, today, the hour that we live in, temptation is going to be greater than you've ever seen. It's the enemy of our soul is getting desperate. Desperate about when Jesus is coming back for his bride, the church. He's come out of hiding and revealed himself to the world, you know, by how open and blatant sin has become right now. How open, blatant it's, the devil's being about sin. He's not trying to hide anything. He's not trying to keep anything a secret. He's just trying to get everything out there. Get everything out there. Taking the bad to make it look good. Taking the good and making it look bad. That's what the devil's doing right now. And if you fall into temptation, you'll go with it. Because you haven't prayed. You got to pray. You've got to pray. So we The believers are left to finish the task that Jesus left for us. To go. Walk across the room, walk across the street, get in your car and drive to another town, get on a plane and go to the ends of the earth, to go and share the good news of Jesus Christ and what he has done for you. Is there another way? Thank you. No. There's no other way. This is the will of the Father. And Jesus spoke this to us to do this. Amen. Pray, don't sleep so that you're not led into temptation. Pray, don't sleep so that you're not led into temptation. It's time for the church to wake up and become so active in our prayer life that we're not afraid to share the good news everywhere we go. Amen, that we're excited about who Jesus is, that we're getting lit up, we're on fire for him, and we're willing to step out, we're willing to go, we're willing to tell people at whatever it costs. I remember Peter. Jesus says, they're going to come, they're going to get me, they're going to kill me. Peter says, not on my watch. Peter was the first one to deny him 3 times. What was Jesus telling him in that garden? You need to pray so you don't give in to this temptation. And he kept sleeping. And so when Jesus was arrested, Peter gave in to the temptation. He gave in to it 3 times. Jesus said before the cock crows twice, you're gonna deny me 3 times. Oh, not me, Lord, not me. I'm not like these others. I'm better than them. I'm a rock. I'm Peter. We couldn't pray. You couldn't hold on. You couldn't stand with Jesus for that hour. And he gave in. And he denied him. People, we need to pray. We need to pray. We need to pray like never before. He said, pray, lest you enter into temptation. The hour is growing darker. And this is when the light needs to step up and shine brighter. It's time to pray. It's time to pray. I didn't fill in the blanks at the end of my sermon. I just said, Lord, what you want to do. And I feel in my spirit right now to anoint you for a spirit of prayer. That you would not be able to avoid praying. That you'd have to pray. That you would really press into praying in this day, in this hour. That it become just a part of who you are, a prayer warrior. That you be that warrior. God's looking for some warriors right now. And he wants us to respond to him today. He wants us to say, here I am, send me. He wants us to say, here I am, Lord, I will pray. Here I am, Lord, I'm going to open my mouth and I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray like never before. If that's you, I want you to stand up to your feet. I want you to come down here and I'm going to anoint you with oil and we're going to pray for a spirit of prayer to come upon you that you be able to pray like never before. Hallelujah. Come on. Yeah, come on. Praise you, Father. A spirit of prayer in the name of Jesus. Let it flow, God. Let it flow, God, in the name of Jesus. A spirit of prayer and fire. Fire in the name of Jesus. Fire to pray in the name of Jesus. Prayer, prayer, prayer in the name of Jesus. Prayer, anoint them to pray, God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. The spirit of prayer in Jesus' name. Let it flow, God, let it flow in the name of Jesus. I pray for a spirit of prayer upon each one, each person in the name of Jesus. Let it flow, God, let it flow, God, let it flow, God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Let it flow, Father, from the youngest to the oldest, God. Let it flow, a spirit of prayer, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That, Lord, that we're not the ones calling out, Lord, to other people. Lord, we're the ones that people call to pray. spirit of prayer in the name of Jesus. A spirit of prayer. You're a warrior. War. War. War in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yay, in the name of Jesus. Father, just fill us today with that desire. We humble ourselves before you, God, for that spirit of prayer to come upon each one of us, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we pray like never before, like never before, in the name of Jesus. Let it flow, God. Let it flow, God. Let it flow, God. Yay. Yay. In the name of Jesus, let it flow. Let it flow, God. Yay. Oh, Rabaso. Yay. In the name of Jesus. Excuse me. Yay. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Yeah, just begin to pray in the spirit right now. Begin to pray in your heavenly language. If you ain't done it yet, just ask the Lord to fill you right now. Fill him, Lord. Fill him. Fill him, Lord. Fill him. Let him pray. God, let him pray. Let him pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, let it be poured out. Let it be poured out, God. Let it be poured out, a spirit of prayer. Let this house, Father God, explode in prayer. Let it explode in prayer. Let it explode in prayer. Oh, Rabaso, a spirit of prayer. 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 In the name of Jesus, a spirit of prayer. In the name of Jesus, let it flow, God. Let it flow in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let it flow, Father. Let it flow, God. Let it flow, spirit of prayer, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let it flow, God. Yeah. Let it flow, spirit of prayer, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the spirit of prayer. Let it flow, God. Just fill her today, God. Fill them today. Fill them today. Fill them today, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let it flow. Spirit of prayer. Spirit of prayer. We humble ourselves before you, God. And we ask you to fill us. To fill us overflowing. Fill us, Lord. Let it rain down, God. Let it rain down. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let it be poured out upon us. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we cry out to you, God. We cry out to you, God. Let it flow, God. Let it flow, God. Let it flow, God. Spirit of prayer. The spirit of prayer in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let it flow, God. Let it flow, Father. Oh, Lord, let it rain down. Let it rain down on us, Lord. Let it rain down on us. Yes, somebody nebara na maso. Come on, stir up your spirit. Stir up your spirit. Oh, ramaso yandara ne ra 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 maso. Yes, shore yambara nebara na maso. Yes, kina na 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 ra di di di. Yes, somebody nebaso yandara di di. Praise you, Father. Let it rain, God. We ask, Father God, for a heavenly outpouring on us. That, Lord, that our desires would be changed today. Our desire would be for you, Lord Jesus. Our desire would be for more of you and less of us. Father God, change our hearts, change our minds, renew our spirit. Renew a right spirit within us today, God. That spirit to cry out, to desire you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, Ramasiki Paranamari, beat it on the Yeah, God. Yeah, God. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Hallelujah, Lord. I pray today, God, for every one of us, Lord, that your words will echo in our heart, our spirit, every day. Can you not pray for an hour? Can you not pray with me for an hour? Stop sleeping. Get up. It's your day to rise up. It's your day to rise up. Get up from your resting place. Let the fire of prayer consume you. Oh, Ramasiki Paranidie. Father, we love you so much. We love you so much. We thank you, Lord, that you've called us out today, God. Lord, let us have a heart after you. Let us be those that will stand with you, Lord. That, Lord, that we not get lazy, we not get weary, but, Lord, we stand in your power and in your might, in the power of the Holy Spirit. And we seek your face, God. We seek your face. And Lord, this is your way. This is your way of doing things, to pray. So I pray that your way would be birthed in our spirit, man, like never before. That, Lord, that we would choose to surrender our will to you, Lord. To have your way in each one of us. We glorify you, God. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. We give you praise today, Father. And Lord, I pray that you stir us every day. Stir us every day to pray. Lord, that our hearts would be open wide. Some of you are going to be, as you begin to pray, God's going to show you faces of people you don't even know. And don't be afraid of it. Just pray for them. Because God's going to use you to pray for missionaries, for those people that are out there on the front lines that you don't know, that are in need of prayer. God's going to bring them to your face, and you're going to see them, and just begin to intercede for them. Begin to pray for them. Don't let it be a fearful thing. Let it be a glorious thing. God's going to begin to speak to you prophetically. Don't be afraid. Write them down. Write them down. In the name of Jesus, keep track of what God's telling you. Surrender to Him. Surrender to Him. Father, we thank you. We give you praise today. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen, 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 amen. Praise you, Father. Come on. Yeah.